Brandy.
And I'm Jasmine.
And welcome to episode 5 of
The Struggle Diaries.
We struggle to make it as you
struggle to listen to it.
Yes. It's just struggle to listen to it.
Everybody's struggling.
No, we'll take it. So today we wanted to discuss these struggles of social media. God, aren't there many?
Oh, God. I'm sure everyone can kind of relate to this, seeing as though this is on social media, so...
Yeah.
I know everyone kind of has, like, their own opinions about it.
I feel like it's low-key hypocritical, because we're about to, like, go in about how social media is trash,
but... Right, and then we're here...
But we need you guys...
Right.
...to follow us on social media, on our Facebook page at The Struggle Diaries with Brandy and Jasmine, or on our Instagram at... Just
the struggle diaries.
Now, now that you have our social media, let's talk a little bit.
let's talk about our history with social media.
All right.
Because I feel like we started at a super young age.
I started at 13.
I started in fifth grade.
I started in seventh grade.
Oh, God.
Seventh grade, I started and I had my first incident of cyberbullying.
Jesus.
I mean, I was bullied in real life, you know?
Because
in seventh grade, I was bullied in real life. And then so I found this website. I don't know if anyone remembers it, called Zanga. X-A-N-G-A. And it was just like a cool place to like put stuff you like and write about your feelings and put your songs on there and stuff. And it was like pre-MySpace. So I had a Zanga. I made it. I had this page. I felt so good about it. It was my favorite colors. I had my favorite songs laying on there. And then, like, it was, like, at school, I was, like, bored all the time. But at home, I'm like, oh, I get on here. It's, like, completely different world. It's just me. And I can talk to my friends. And everything's okay. And then my bullies found my page. And then it kind of ruined it for me.
God, the cyberbullying has, like, evolved so much. Because I went through a similar thing. But I started using social media in fifth grade, and it wasn't even my idea. My dad made me make a MySpace page in fifth grade. And at first I was like, I don't want to do that. I want to play Cartoon Network games all the time. What the heck is MySpace? It sounds boring. But I made it, and then I deleted it. And then I came back on sixth grade and I made it. And when I was like dating my like first real boyfriend, I saw like on his profile that this girl was talking shit. She's like, you're dating that girl? She's super ugly. Da-da-da. She called me pepperoni face because I was breaking out with, I had like acne and stuff in middle school. And I remember reading it and I was like, that hurts. And I was like, that's kind of rude. And then I not screenshotted it, but I like pulled it up on my friend's phone and I shoved it in his face. And I was like, you're gonna let people talk shit about me on social media? Oh my God, fuck you. And so that's how like my first cyberbullying thing happened.
Jeez.
Right.
Yeah. Before we get deeper into this, let's just talk about, let's level here.
Right.
Let's talk about the pros and cons.
Oh, okay.
Social media. Okay, like, let's talk about the good shit about social media. Because
okay.
There's a lot of good stuff about it.
There is.
A lot. There's so much.
I love social media. I hate to say it, but I do.
I love it and hate it at the same time.
Yeah.
It's not so much I hate social media. I hate the people that are involved with social media.
Yeah, especially the people that take advantage of it.
It's like
in a bad way.
It's like sometimes I wish like you had to like take some kind of like assessment to see if you're even like suitable to use social
like,
media.
Are you a decent enough person to be involved with other people on
to have channel? Access to all to this world?
Right.
Because if not, no.
No.
But unfortunately, it's open to everyone. So
cool. Let's talk about the pros then.
Okay, so the pros, I like that one, I can connect with people that I don't get to see every day.
Especially family members that live super far.
Yeah, families and friends. I like that I get to find like music and like videos and stuff on like Instagram and stuff like that. I like being in touch with like the celebrities, even if it's like their like PR team who's like tweeting for them. I don't care. I like to see, you know, updates on their life and like see like if there's like a hint of when they're gonna drop something new or something like that.
or like teases.
Yeah, or like you never know. Like especially with Beyonce, it's like if you don't have social media, you're kind of like in the dark about Beyonce because she doesn't post much, and when she does post a picture, she posts no captions. But like you never know. Like one day she's gonna drop a picture, and that picture will be her album cover, and there'll be a whole ass surprise album on iTunes, and you'll never know.
Yeah, like, she definitely traumatized and changed the game with that one.
Yeah.
Damn her.
So, I like that about social media, and I also like just being able to just, like, have a place to, like, share, like, my memories and stuff, because that's basically what I use it for.
Right.
Yeah.
I like social media because of, like, the talking to people I don't see, because I have friends that are, like, stationed overseas in the military, and then I have family that live, like, in the state, and I have friends who have, like, moved away and stuff. So it's nice to, like, keep in contact and be like, oh, they're up to that, and in life, that's cool. One of my best friends lives in Colorado, so I get to, like, message her all the time, like, oh my god, how are you? I miss you. Why are you so far away from me? So I like that part of social media. I like that I can kind of, escape myself, but like have like this vision of myself and kind of put it out on the internet. Like it's like I constantly have my good side on the internet, if that makes sense. Yeah, because
well, everyone does,
right? Yeah, well, because I like knowing that I can post like my good picture on there, and like everyone's like, oh yeah, that's a nice picture of you. But then that's also bad too, but I'll get into that in a second. What else? I do like the being able to discover like new music and new artists and stuff, because I don't want to get stuck in like the same bubble of like listening to the same people over and over and over and over again. Plus music is always changing, so it's kind of nice to have like a new perspective and like new stuff to listen to, so yeah, I don't get bored. Yeah, that's another thing, I never get bored on social media. I can literally jump from like watching dance videos on YouTube to like watching my new thing is like watching royal icing videos on Instagram, and then I'll watch like pimple popping videos on Instagram, and then I'll watch like calligraphy. There's so much stuff to watch on the internet, and I love it. I'm never bored until my phone dies, then we have a problem.
I can't judge, because for a while my thing was watching like people get waxed. this new like wax they have, like I like to watch it melted and stir it up and then pour it and then just.
Is it one of those like super satisfying things? Because I love those.
I don't know. It just it makes me. I love watching like someone go in with a full body of hair, and then they rip it off, so you just see the hair sticking to it, and then they're like rubbing the smooth skin. I'm like, yeah. That's weird. It's weird. I like to watch those too. It's weird.
Yeah, but you know, those are the problems of social media. I didn't know I had a thing for watching those things. Apparently I do.
Another thing I like also do is like, it's like another thing I like to watch on YouTube is Reddit posts. It's the funniest shit to me. I love to watch like people read like funny posts from Reddit, like the top posts of all time. Like that's my latest thing, is watching Reddit posts and just laughing at the craziness on there.
I guess that's another pro of social media. There's so like many different things on there. Like I didn't realize I need to know the top 10 horrific death scenes in movie cinema ever.
Yeah. The top 10 terrifying Disney deaths.
You're right. The 10 worst rides at Universal Studios. I didn't know I needed to have all that stuff, but it's just interesting how creative people get with social media. And like the videos I was talking about just now, it's like they're not even videos, it's literally like somebody's voice and like pictures with like captions on it, and it's like the most entertaining thing ever to me. And it's like, what's wrong with me? I could be watching so much more productive stuff. But it just, it depends, and it appeals to me, which means like there's probably some other like crazier stuff that appeals to other people. But I guess the pro would be that there's something for everybody.
That's true. And I think one more big pro also is it's a platform for us to express our art as well, like we're doing right now. It's like we have a platform for our podcast, we on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Instagram, YouTube, all that, and like all also, like, if we ever want to post, like, dance videos, we can just post on Facebook, Instagram, or whatever. Like, and it's, like, even if, like, it doesn't, like, go viral or anything, it's, like, it's fine. It's, like, we can at least put it out there for our friends to see, which is also very good, bro.
That's usually what we use it for anyways. Like, if we do post dance stuff on there or, like, our own personal stuff, it's for us. It's not really for anyone else. That's a pro, too, because it's, like, depending on the person, you can put whatever content you want, and if you can direct it at whatever audience you want to direct it at. You can put a filter on it, put whatever hashtags you need to like appeal to whatever audience you're trying to appeal to, and that's awesome.
Yeah,
I was like, at least we know we don't have like some weird like 80-year-old person liking my selfies. I guess I don't know. You never know though.
Those guys who are always like, oh, where my hug at?
Ew.
So sexy, babe.
Ew.
Love your body.
They like spell love like L-U-B.
L-U-B. Your body. B-O-D-I.
And no lie, I used to text like that on MySpace all the time. I remember I was reading my messages and I was like, oh my god, who am I? No. Cringeworthy. It's disgusting. Anyways, let's talk about the negatives.
The cons. Okay. So.
There's so many. I don't know where to start.
The thing is, I feel like the cons aren't with the media itself. It's the people. It's the consumers.
Yeah.
It's literally, like, the things I don't like about social media is, one, trolls. I don't like trolls or bullies or people who like to harass people. I don't like how people feel like you can go on social media and like if you don't like get a certain amount of likes, like you aren't validated. Like people like seek validation on social media. Like that is not what it should be for.
I used to feel like that.
It's definitely used for that. And sometimes I feel like I use it for those reasons too. Sometimes, like, sometimes I'm just like, oh, this freaking picture only got 5 likes, I'm deleting it. You know, like, it's like, that's not a healthy way of thinking. Like, you should post something because you like to post it. You shouldn't post it because, like, you feel like you need people to like it. It's not people's jobs to like things or make you feel like, you know, your post is good. Like, you should just do it because you want to and because it makes you feel good.
Yes.
However, that's not the case sometimes.
Yeah. I really don't like people that are, like mean on social media. It's like, why? And for me, it's just like, okay, so you're a coward because you can't do this in person. So you're all brave behind a computer screen. I'm like, okay, that's just the kind of person you are. You're afraid of confrontation. It's like, and I just hate people that do that. It's like, do you really have, like, nothing else to do with your time than, like, bother other people on social media who are just posting pictures because they want to feel good about themselves? I'm like, oh my god, like, mind your own fucking business. Jesus, it's not that serious. It really is not.
Right.
Yeah, and then I can't even remember this, like, when did, like, the amount of likes start getting really important?
Like, it's just, like, I feel like people, like, look to, like, all these people who are, like, getting, like, all this recognition who don't even like necessarily deserve the recognition. Like, I feel like social media, like, people on social media will make the stupidest people famous. It'll be like, I'm like, why?
Cash Me Outside Girl.
Why is Cash Me Outside famous? Why is the Backpack Kid famous? Why are these people from TikTok famous? Like, and then all of a sudden they have music careers and you're fucking up my music.
Right.
Like, I hate that, you know, like, I literally hate how, like, someone can say something stupid or funny or catchy and it becomes a meme and then you become a meme and then all of a sudden you stretch that meme out and then Ellen's like, oh, let me put you on my show because you're the big thing right now, and then all of a sudden you have a music career and you think you're somebody, and I am forced to sit here and deal with you because you're everywhere.
You're popping up on my feed.
Like, I don't, like, no, Pandora, I don't want to hear Cash Me Outside Girl's new song. I don't want to hear the flossing song. I don't want to freaking see, I don't know. I just don't. Okay? I don't. Like, leave them away from me. That's why I feel like Vine really produced some shit content creators.
But I love Vine.
I love Vine.
I miss Vine.
But some Viners should have just stayed on Vine, and when Vine died, they should have died too. There are some Viners who should not have gone out of there. Some of them who have gone out of there, I actually am glad they have. Like, there are a few good Viners. Like
King Batch.
Like King Batch. And I love fucking him. Like Thomas Sanders. I love Thomas Sanders because he's just so
wholesome. He's so wholesome.
He's so wholesome. Like, you can't dislike that
That's
guy.
Like Shane. I think was funny, but it's actually fucking hilarious.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. It's like his story time stuff. Like, that was like classic stuff. And it was like, it was just wholesome. It just made you smile.
He just ran up on people and was like, so, da da da.
But no, y'all want to give the Obnoxious Ones a career. You want to give Lily Pons a fucking record deal. You want to fucking...
I don't even know who the fuck that is.
You could.
Well, I don't. I've heard that too.
I'm just saying, it's so stupid. Like, it's like people just eat that shit up.
Right.
People eat it up. Like, Logan Paul and Jake Paul.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Like, how... Like, it's like people eat up the stupidest shit and the stupidest people and the people who don't deserve recognition keep getting recognition, and I don't know why.
It also like takes away from like the real artists who are like busting their ass to like get their content out there.
Exactly.
But like, God forbid someone goes viral and then basically all your work is just like trash in comparison.
Exactly.
And, like when TikTok was like a thing, or what did they call it before it was TikTok?
Musical.ly.
Okay, so like that thing is like heavily edited. Like when people post stuff on there, it is super fucking edited. And like I remember our old dance director was telling us that like some of the people on TikTok aren't even like fucking dancers. Like, they're literally like doing one move per frame, but they're speeded up and make it look like they're the best fucking dancer ever.
And it just looks like it's effects.
Yeah, and it's like, dude, you suck. Like, what do you mean? There's no training in this. There's no artistry. There's no originality. This is boring as fuck. But of course, like, no one's gonna know that because they're viral. But like, the real dancers, like,
I can name like 10 people that I know in real life in my circle of friends that could outdance any TikTok person and that actually deserve recognition.
Right.
You know, like, you can't even like it's just so stupid.
And that's like the big negative about social media is that everything's so heavily edited.
Heavily edited. And you know what's crazy and what also sucks about like social media? Not even social media itself. We're not even roasting social media. We're roasting social media and consumerism.
Yeah.
Okay? And like, this is what's whack about the consumers of social media. If you look good, it don't matter what you do.
Oh yeah, you can literally be like, what, cooking Skittles in a pan?
Yeah,
if your ass is out and
if your ass,
good.
If you look good, if you got a nice body, or whatever.
Point.
If you're pretty, like oh yeah, you're good. You don't need any kind of talent.
Oh, and I hated seeing that on Instagram mostly. I love Instagram, but I hate that like when people are like not even like really fitness gurus, but they use like their nice body that they already had to like that they didn't even work for, like to flaunt all these shitty products that they don't even fucking use. And I hate when like fake fitness models on Instagram, they'll like post hella selfies of their body. They'll be like, yep, working on the booty gains today, da da da. But it's like, okay, but are you really like a fitness guru? Like, where's your workout? Where's the supplements you're taking? Where is your diet plan? Like, I need to see all those things because I'm trying to look like you. But if you're not gonna have that available for stuff, I'm like, then you're a bitch, you're a fan. Like, what the fuck? You're not really here for the people. You're just here for the exposure.
Pretty much.
Trying to get Instagram famous because you have a nice ass or a nice face or whatever it is. And it's just so infuriating.
Yeah. And it's like sucks because like that's marketing.
Yeah.
But it's like, I know that's marketing, but it's like on social media, it's like it's something. If social media is supposed to be something for real people to go on so we can connect and do all these different things and find all these different things and da 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 da. But if it's like you're using your fake ass advertising on my social media, how am I, a real person, supposed to obtain these results from someone who is presumably fake? It's like, I'm a real person scrolling through Instagram. If I see, you know, if I'm following a fitness person and I'm just like, oh wow, man, she's got a nice butt. How many squats does she do a fucking day? Or what is she eating? Or what's her diet plan or something like that? And I hit her up and it's like, all right. And I go and I try to see what's up. And it's just like, oh, you know, she's over here promoting fucking like some kind of product that you get off a pyramid scheme like Herbalife for some bullshit. You know, like, I'm like, okay, goodbye.
It's like, dude, you're not about it.
Like, how much like, bro, like, I mean, like, congrats on getting, I mean,
you're
like,
good.
I'm never gonna shame somebody for getting their bag late, but congrats for being paid to push this fake shit.
Right.
But, like, if you were really here to help people, why aren't you helping us with something that's real? Like, ain't nobody trying to use some fucking herbal life, the fuck?
Like, right. I was like, I can't afford your little $50 per 2-wrap bullshit. Like, the fuck? They're just trying to make money off of that. And another negative thing about social media is that I hate that it's taking away from, like, experiences. And so I used to, I went to EDC, like, twice. And so I was super into, like, that. I have to record everything and take a selfie for every single thing. But it's like, people forget to just, like, live in the moment. And, like, people, like, it's better now, I guess, but like when Instagram first came out, I swear to Jesus Christ, everybody was fucking taking pictures of their food, their drinks, like all types of shit all the fucking time. And I remember I read this article where this restaurant was like fed up with their customers because they would bring out the food and the customers would sit there and take hella fucking pictures of the food, and then of course the food sat there and wasn't getting eaten and got cold, and they would complain to the waiters like, hey, this food's cold, da da da. It's like, well, you're sitting here taking 50 million fucking pictures and you're letting it get cold. That's your fault.
Yeah.
It's like, is it really that important for you to take a picture of everything? Like, it looks cool. Like, cool. Take a picture real quick if you want to. Do whatever. And then, God, just enjoy the fucking food.
Yeah. And, like, also, like, I feel like I'm kind of grown that way because I used to do the same thing. I used to, like, at concerts, I would be, like, recording and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then I would realize, at some time down the road, I realized, like, this person, Janet Jackson is right the fuck in front of me. Why am I looking at my phone? You know, like, so, like, I don't know. I don't do it as much anymore. Now I'll just, like, get on Snap and be like, Snap, just to prove I'm there, put it down, enjoy the rest of the concert by myself.
Yeah.
You know, like,
my one good video in.
Yeah.
And that's it.
I feel like I kind of, like, found out, like, it's, like, even, like, for example, yesterday, I was at a barbecue with a few friends, and we were just all having a good time. Like, it was kind of a reunion because we hadn't seen each other in a while. And, like, we didn't get a picture because we were too busy enjoying each other's company. You know?
That's what it is sometimes.
Like, I mean, and it sucks. We don't got a picture, but we got the memories.
Right.
We were all there. We were,
right.
We're going to remember it forever, you know? And it's just, like, I feel like people got to, like, remember that. Like, living in the moment is something that definitely got lost when social media came around.
Oh, yeah.
So...
It's not that I think it's beneficial though, because I definitely know that my parents have, like, told me a few times, like, oh, you know what, I wish we had the technology now
then
when you're little, so that way I could have had, like, a little bit, like, some better memories. And it's like, I understand that part. Like, it doesn't make sense. Like, hell, I wish I had, like, a shit ton of Instagram videos of me running around as a toddler. Like, that would have been great.
I don't have a lot of, I mean, I, like, record a lot of stuff, too, like, of my friends now, but it's usually, like, dance stuff or, like, if they're, like, funny stuff, but it's, like, it's not because, like, it's because I tried to capture those moments, because when I was a kid, I didn't have those moments on tape.
Right.
I don't have, like, the tape of me, like, opening my first birthday gift, first Christmas, and I'm like, I'm really jealous of kids of people who do have that.
Yeah, the,
like,
kids now, with the social media the way it is, because we grew up in, like, the age of technology, so we've seen it evolve.
Yeah.
Over time, so many fucking ways.
But, like, back in that day, like, if you couldn't afford a camcorder, you didn't have no memories.
Yeah, but, you know, the kids who are growing up now, they're really lucky, because I know parents are, like, taking a shit ton of pictures.
That's another pro.
Preserve, like, the memories and stuff. And it's like, I get it. I would, if I had a kid, I would take as many pictures as I could.
That's another pro.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pro. I feel like a pro is, like, definitely sharing family memories and keeping those family memories and those keepsakes and stuff. But a little con of that, if you're a shitty parent and like, try to film your kid doing stupid shit just because you know they'll go viral.
Oh, like the, you did bad in school, so I'm giving you a bad haircut thing?
No, it's not, well, not...
Yeah, not that.
But not necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, those stupid, shitty parents who are like, oh, my kid, I'm gonna record my kid cussing. Or I'm gonna film my kid trying to twerk, or my kid. There are some parents who do that to their kids, like, to exploit their kids just so they can go viral for a little fame. And I'm like, you don't make your kid look bad, you make yourself look bad.
Right.
Like, there are some stupid parents like that, you know, like, who, like, tell their kids, like, cuss, I'm about to record you. Make sure you cuss so I can go viral. Yeah. Like,
say that bad word again.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Say the bad word again, I'll take your ice cream. Fuck yeah!
There's a whole nother side of social media that we're forgetting. The way that it plays into relationships.
Girl, I feel like that's a whole different video. but yeah.
I hate that people feel like your relationship isn't official until it's Facebook official. Mm-hmm. That's stupid. It's like, look, if we're dating, we're dating. I don't need to announce it to everybody.
That's true.
I hate, like, because I'm really guilty of this, but, like, when you feel like they're doing inappropriate stuff on social media, and so you as a person, you're like, I need to check his every move. What are you liking on social media? Why do you follow her? Do you think she looks prettier than me? Well, because you're liking all her pictures. You ain't like none of mine. Blah, 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 blah.
Which goes back into the validation section.
It's just so much.
And yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. And it's, like, also, like, people who, like, post, like, hella pictures with their significant other and shit, like, it's like, we get it. You're fucking happy. But, like, sometimes, like, this is just, I've just heard it said that the more people post of their relationship online, usually the less happy they are.
Yeah, I think it's a cry for attention sometimes.
I've definitely been there. I've definitely, like, when my relationship got bad, I was posting hella pictures with my boyfriend.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to convince people I was happy. I was fine. Like,
we're not having problems. We're happy. Look, that's what it says in the caption. That means it's true. So whatever I told you, ignore it.
Exactly. Like, social media, like, sometimes, like, social media, like, we're on it so much, we try to, like, post things into existence.
Yeah, like speaking it into existence.
Yeah, it's like the Nostradamus. It's just like, I would post a picture of me and my boyfriend holding hands. We're so happy, we're in love, and I hope we get married one day. Post. Please. Let it become true. When in real life, you're typing that and posting it in tears because you just had another fight.
Right.
You know, like, that's just an example. It doesn't happen with everybody. Some people are just genuinely happy, and I'm happy for them.
Right, it's like, hey, we have you, bro.
There are a lot of people who put on a front for social media just because their fucking relationships are trash and they don't want to admit it. But that's another thing. I was like, people post on Facebook and Instagram and stuff, like, and like, want us to believe they're living their best lives. Instead of actually living their best lives.
Yeah, that's a personal thing, though. It's like, if you're doing it for that, I feel like you need to dig deep and, like, really consider, like, the content you're posting. And, like, just keep some things private, man. Like, you don't need to put your whole life on social media.
Exactly.
You really don't.
Like, back at you sometimes.
You don't need to put, like, every single selfie. You don't need to document every single, like, little thing that happens in your life. It's like, no one cares.
Yeah.
I swear, like, I do this all the time to everyone's Snapchat stories unless I see something appealing. And I do this all the time to everyone's Instagram stories, or, like, I only look at certain things because I'm only interested in certain, like, things. I don't know.
And it's like, honestly, like, I feel like there comes a point where you just kind of start posting for yourself. I feel like that's what I do lately. Cause, like,
same here.
You know how, like, the year starts over and then, like, Instagram has that thing, like, look at your 2018 memories.
Oh, yeah, your top
so
five.
So I put on my story, like, I was going through my Instagram stories archive, and I was, like, reposting, like, all the memories from 2018 on my story, and my story was hella long. And then, like, someone was like, I'm not watching your story. I'm like, I don't care if you want to watch my story. I'm trying to watch my story. I'm trying to reminisce on my year that I had. Whether you watch it does not concern me.
Right, like, go there. Watch your own fucking shit, then.
Right, watch your own story.
Why do you care what I'm posting? It's my Instagram account.
Exactly. And if you want to tap, 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 that's fine. You don't even have to tap it once. You don't even have to click it. You don't have to watch it at all. Swipe it. It's perfectly fine because it's for me.
People are so occupied with other people. It's like, mind your own business, man. Why do you care so much? Like, is it really that important? Is it worth your energy? I don't think so.
It shouldn't be.
Yeah, people just spend way too much time worrying about the content on social media. It's like, why don't you worry about what you're putting out and your own content? And if you're putting out good stuff, I feel like it's a karma thing. You put out good karma will always come back to you. But if you're doing like bad things on social media, or like bad karma and all that other stuff, then just you're gonna get all that hate mail and the trolls and everything.
Yeah.
And you deserve it.
Yes. I feel like the moral of the story is social media can be good.
Mm-hmm.
Use it wisely.
Use it wisely. That's good.
Yeah.
I like that.
Use it wisely.
Yeah, and if you don't know how to use it wisely, ask questions.
Yeah, and nothing wrong with asking for a little help.
Yeah, there are people that specialize and have careers based on like social media like management.
Mm-hmm.
Or like maybe you have a friend who's just like really good at like posting content like that, like reach out to them. It's okay to ask for help or like a second opinion on stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, hey, do you think I should post this? Because but it's like, I don't know, man, if you have the question about what you're posting, maybe you shouldn't post it.
That's true. And also, it's like, and also, like, for all you content creators out there, if you find, like, this is something I've had to learn myself. If you find, like, the things that you're posting aren't getting reception, or, like, you feel like you should start posting things because you feel like other people want to see that. If it's not something you want to do, you don't have to do it. I feel like if you're a content creator on social media, talking to you because I've been here, I am here, and I'm just kind of learning this myself. You post what you want to post. It is your art, is your content, and you should have complete creative control over what you do. And whether people receive it well should not be a concern to you.
Amen.
And like, it's like, for example, like on my personal YouTube channel, I was doing reaction videos for a while, and like for a while it's like, you know, it was cool and all, but it seemed to be like that's all anyone ever wanted me to do. And whenever I would post anything else of any kind of other type of video, like people would comment on those videos like, when are you gonna post this reaction? We're gonna post that reaction. And like they would never want to see other things that I had to put out there. And then I was just like, okay, like these people don't want to see anything from me but reaction videos.
Mm-hmm.
But after a while I was like, I don't really give a fuck what y'all want to see. I want to do what I want to do, and if you watch it, you watch it. If you don't watch it, you don't watch it. That's perfectly fine.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever I want to do and whatever I want to put out there and whatever I want to create is what makes me feel good. That's what I'm gonna post. And I just feel like, so that's just a little message for you artists on social media. Just put out there what makes you feel good, put out what you love, and just stand by it.
Express yourself, man.
Express yourself, and like, don't, just who cares what anyone else says?
Right.
Like, express your art in your way, and just let that shit go.
Yeah, that kind of goes back to what I said about like, there's something for everybody. So it's like, we know that we don't have like the biggest following on this thing, but it's like, we don't give a shit.
Yeah.
We're posting this because we want to. If you want to listen to it, then by all means listen to it. And thank you once again to everyone who are supporting us.
We appreciate y'all.
Thank you.
We've been getting a whole bunch of like followers and like likes and stuff on Facebook and Instagram. We definitely appreciate you guys for that.
Yeah, don't be shy. Feel free to like send us a message if there's like a topic you want us to cover or anything like that. But yeah, back to what I was saying. You know, we know that this appeals to like some type of crowd. If it's not your cup of tea, that's okay. You know, there's something out there for you. But if this is your thing, then by all means, like, invest in us. Like,
welcome.
Reach out to us. Welcome. Welcome to our club.
Welcome to our club. Welcome, listener. Welcome.
I was
going to
say, welcome people.
Welcome people. Welcome people. Welcome people. Welcome.
Sorry, that was uncalled for. Anyways, that's basically our motto for this whole thing.
Yay. Thanks for listening to us, bitch.
So now we go to our favorite part of the show, where we get into our 20 songs, 10 moves playlist. Oh man, I almost butchered that.
You did it right.
And by the way, everyone who's been commenting on like that blooper of me, you guys are mean. But
you guys are awesome. I love y'all.
I'm not perfect. So far from it. Well, with that being said, our first mood is
#good morning.
You know, gonna get the day started.
Or the week started.
Or the week started, mm-hmm. Good lord. So I feel like this song, definitely, I like the beat. It's really, really catchy. And actually, this is, God, I wish we had like a... I wish roller skating was still a thing, because this is like my roller skating anthem.
You can still skate.
I guess so. Oh my god.
I can't skate. But people still go skating.
I love skating. Skating's fun. God, I can't feel this. I used to
love skating before my thighs decided no more.
So the song I chose is Feel It Boy from Janet Jackson featuring Beanie Man. Oh, man. This is my good morning song.
Okay. Are you ready for that? Yeah. Yeah. Whenever I got my mind,
I love this song.
There is no reason to be funny, because I say, I don't care what you say, but you can say
that. I love Beanie Man. People forget he's so underrated.
He was good.
He's not as popular anymore, but everyone forgets that this is a banger from like Janet Jackson. It's so catchy.
This is like Janet Jackson. I mean, Janet Jackson has always been that bitch, but there was a time where it was like, if Mariah or Janet wasn't on your hook, your song was whack.
If you feel it, boy. So that's my good morning song.
Cool. So my good morning song is a song that I like to start every Monday morning with, because it kind of just sets the tone for the week. I'm just like, look, I'm waking up, I'm on my way to work. Look, if nobody bothers me, I won't bother them.
Right.
Everything will be fine. Just don't kill my vibe.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, you should. If you don't know this song, you should know it. It's like an anthem.
It literally, it's an anthem, it's a mood, it's a feeling, it's a movement.
I pulled up to work actually last week blasting this in my car, like super loud. And then like one of my coworkers was just like, is that Kendrick Lamar? I'm like, yeah, I had to start the week off right. And he's like,
amen.
Feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it with the neighbors.
Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
Bitch, don't kill my vibe. And they waiting on Brandy like the first and the 15th.
Wow.
I always gotta say that. I'm going to work. They waiting on me. They waiting on Brandy like the first and the 15th.
I'm not impressed. I'm not impressed.
Fine. You don't have to be. Alright,
good song. That was a good one.
What's next?
So the next one is hashtag
feeling myself.
So it's actually a rap song, but it's kind of new-ish. But I slapped this shit because it's funny because it's actually a guy talking about girls. And I don't know, I resonated with this song. So it's a girl's best friend from 2 Chainz and Ty Dolla $ign.
Okay.
It's a good beat too. I'ma buy some diamonds. Yes, I will. That's my song though. Yeah, it's about because if you listen to it, he's just talking about like, oh yeah, I got this new thing, I got the new Chanel, I got the new this and that, I'm feeling myself, you know, if you're with me, you're with me, blah 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 blah. It's a good song.
Okay, so my feeling myself song is like, well, she's talking about like Chanel and my sister. It's actually
that brand name shit.
Right. Speaking of brand name, my song is Fashion by Lady Gaga, and it's Fashion exclamation point. Not to be confused with her song on the Confessions of a Shopaholic movie soundtrack, Fashion with no exclamation point, completely different song. This is
Fashion. I hate you.
And like, I'm up, I'm finding something to wear. I just got out of the shower, I just got my towel on and my towel on my head, and I'm just like looking through my closet, just like.
Step into the room like it's a catwalk.
People forget Lady Gaga is so amazing.
Like, I love Lady Gaga. She is a queen. She is my mother. I love her.
She was amazing in the Star Is Born.
Oh my god.
I cried.
She was so good.
She's killing it. This is a new song.
This is my favorite. This is on Art Pop album. This is my favorite part.
I own the world. We own the world.
Oh my god.
And I'm just like, yes, we own the world, bitch.
Okay. Good song.
I love that song.
Okay, so our next, my next category is hashtag study flow.
Study flow.
So not that we have anything to study for, but sometimes I need to zen out and focus on whatever I'm working on.
Studying for y'all, we're more like just concentrating and just like zoning out for us.
Right. Yeah. Well, if I was spacing out, this would definitely be the song that would be playing in my head, like elevator music, kind of.
Right.
Actually, you showed me this song.
Really?
Yes. It's Miyazaki from Gallant.
Is that how you say it? Miyazaki?
I guess.
Good song.
Yeah, I just... Honestly, I can envision myself being in a coffee shop and, like, doing stuff for work and, like, playing the song. It's, like, such a chill vibe. That's my aesthetic, though. Hey, if you
his
like it.
Voice, everything.
Oh, my gosh, yes. I love the album art for it, too.
Oh, my God. This whole album was fire. If you haven't listened to Galax, Ology, or Ollie album, you should.
You better.
It's great.
It's mandatory. Listen to it.
That's your homework, kids. You should be studying.
Yeah, that's my study flow song.
Yes.
Always
put
me on
something. I'm sorry,
shit.
I'm not.
My study
song.
Oh, gosh.
This is Pretty Girls by Little Dragon. And it's, there's no words. It's just a chill ass song. And her vocals are just everything. She's just so soft, so pretty.
Reminds me of someone.
She's just, I don't know. I just put this on. I could just chill. I could lay down. I could meditate. I can like clean my room. Like I just. Little Dragon is definitely like one of my top artists. Just like chill out to or whatever.
Did I feel like this?
Yes, you should check it out. This is called Pretty Girls, and I love the words. You should.
Okay.
The chorus. Whenever I'm like, whenever I feel like I'm about to like go on a like rough situation, like pretty girl, don't get stuck. Like,
for real.
Yes.
Okay. So our next category is hashtag
don't do me. This is when you're like, look, bitch, we can fight right now off site.
Right. Off tops.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, yeah, I live over here in this apartment, apartment number 369. Come through. I ain't scared. So, this is my... Well, I feel angry when I listen to this song.
Okay.
Another song that Brandy showed me. The song is Supermodel from SZA. Oh, yeah.
This is one of those songs I'm in the car and I'll be, like, singing it, like, with every housewife being like, I'm writing this letter to let you know.
Yeah. Also, when you listen to the song, she is mad as
she's pissed. She's pissed. She's petty. She's mad. She's over it. She's at it.
She's so into the song.
I love this song. You don't even know.
I love this song. She's basically like, how dare you even have the idea of leaving me for some other hoe? Like, how fucking dare you? But guess what? I was fucking your homeboy.
Well, you think it's all up on Valentine's Day. And what I love about it is, like, she's mad, but she's also just sad.
Yeah.
It's like she's hurt, but she's pissed, but she's sad.
That angry cry, which is what I do. When I'm angry, I cry. Can't control it. And that's the worst, but at least she's, like, putting it all, like, out there.
It's such an honest song. It's, like, one of my favorite songs because it's so honest. It's just, like, yeah, it's, like, you know, I don't condone, like, cheating on your man or anything like that, but it's, like, you sometimes you gotta, like, get the message across, man.
Right.
Like, you gotta go to those extremes.
I relate to the song because I know there is definitely, like, a part of my life where I yelled at my ex, like, in front of his brother, in front of, like, my other friends, and I was just going off. I was like, you're a piece of shit, you're trash, you never left me, and da-da-da-da-da, and, like, all the shit. Like, you know what, well, whatever, this has been going downhill since forever, and now you're just stupid as fuck.
This is the part I'm always yelling. White, that's why I stayed with you. Thought the dick was too good to make me feel good for temporary love. You wasn't temporary love.
Hey, it'd be like that.
That's how it is. Sometimes that's the only reason you stayed, man.
Yeah, man.
And it's just like you just pretend like it's gonna last forever.
Yeah, that's my angry song. So hashtag don't do me.
Okay, well, this song.
Oh, God.
Okay, this is my angry song. This is like when you're at work and you just had it with your job, with your boss, with your customers, with your pay, with everything, and you're just fucking over it. I've been working as crazy. Spaceship by Kanye West.
Oh, okay, Kanye. Is this old Kanye or new Kanye?
Old Kanye. This is College Dropout album. Now, listen to the chorus, because it literally is my life. This is my life in a nutshell. I've been working this grave shit, and I ain't made shit. Now I wish I could fly me a spaceship. It gets angry when the verses come in.
Okay. But
this samples everything. Here we go. If my manager insults me again, I will be assaulting him. After I fuck the manager up, then I'ma show the register up.
Okay.
It's like, yeah. Okay. He's talking some reckless shit, but like,
okay.
he's just like, he's done, like, at work. Like, he's like, fuck this job, fuck you, you're cool, fuck you.
It'd be like that sometimes. I'm like, you know what? It's
as someone who works a graveyard shift on minimum wage, I relate to that song. Hardcore.
Okay.
Next mood.
Hashtag in my feelings.
Hashtag in my feelings when you're in your feelings, you're sad, you shit.
This song doesn't really make me sad, but it's more so like if you like listen to the lyrics, it's like the equivalent to Where Is the Love from Black Eyed Peas. Mm. So kind of like on that level where they're like talking about like issues with like the world and stuff. So this is from Amos Lee. And it's called Jails and Bombs. That's not the version I thought it was gonna play, but this is essentially the song. Yeah, there's a better version on YouTube. If you go on YouTube and look up this song, there's a different one. What's it called? The one I love is lost without the least bit of explanation. Yeah, the one on YouTube is a lot slower.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's interesting because this is the guy who did the Sweet Pea. Yeah, so this is that guy. And so he wrote this song. I highly suggest that you guys listen to it because he's a great lyricist. He's a great lyricist.
This sounds nice.
Yeah, but it's sad.
I bet.
It's a sad song.
You hate when that, like, is a song where you're just like, oh, yes, I'm vibing, but you listen to lyrics, you're like...
Yeah, it's one of those, like, you get slapped with reality type songs.
Wow.
Right?
Okay.
Right? Let's come through Amos Lee. I'm just like, I don't expect him to write shit like that. But hey, it'd be like that.
Alright, mine.
One, two, three.
Oh, God.
This is Goodbyes by Georgia Smith.
Okay, Georgia Smith.
Basically, she's like talking about like, how are you gonna know like it's your last time ever seeing anyone? Like, you never know when someone's gonna pass on. And then like, it's just sad. She's talking about, you never know when your friends are gonna die, so you gotta give them their flowers while they're alive, because when they're dead, you can't do shit about it.
Okay.
letters are written out for you. Down here they're hurting from a broken heart. Trying to figure out how this is real, cause they're never coming back down.
It's sad.
Her voice reminds me of Corinne Bailey Ray a little bit.
I can see that a little bit. Yeah, it's sad.
I like it.
It's like her voice is so beautiful, but it's hard. It's very sad.
I like it.
Yeah.
That was good. Okay. Put me on.
Show.
Next one is hashtag good vibes.
Hashtag good vibes. When you're happy, you're cool, you with your friends, you feeling good, you having a good ass time.
Right. This song always makes me feel like happy.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not a damn word in here.
Right, man. Sometimes those are the best kind of happy songs, like the songs that make you feel someone, no words.
Yeah, the song is Kumomi from New Jamis. And if you listen to New Jamis, oh my god. Like, if you have never listened to it, you need to listen to him.
I love New Jamis.
He's amazing. R.I.P.
Rest in peace.
Yes, but this song makes me feel happy. Like, I mean, walking down the street, I imagine like leaves falling while I'm like walking through with my hands in my pocket.
I can totally see that.
This is such like a walking song for me.
I just added it to my library right now.
Yeah. This song, I just love him so much.
It's definitely a feel good. You can feel it.
I feel like the aesthetic for the song is my shirt. Like this color
scheme. Yeah, I can totally see that.
Are listening, you can't see my shirt. My shirt has like very colorful flowers on it. I don't know, but that's my good vibe song.
Cool.
Yeah.
Mine is by an artist. I mean, she didn't put me on to the artist, but she was trying to put me on to one of his songs, and I was like, no, and I'm like, let's do the whole album, and then I like the song. So this songs. This is Tense by Anderson .Paak.
Oh yeah!
And it's just so funky.
I love funky music.
I have to listen to this. I listen to the song at least 3 times a day just to keep me like going.
I'm feeling kind of cooped up, cooped up. I'm gonna get some fresh air.
And basically, he's just like talking about like, look, like. I can't be around here all the time. Like, people, like, trying to, like, see me. I ain't trying to be seen. You know, I'm just trying to be out here and have a good time, but I ain't trying to have nobody know who I am.
I've been in my bag anyway, trying to throw a bag in the safe. Give me torture in the face. But if I don't want something to
hey, 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 hey. Yes, this whole album's fire.
This video's, like, crazy,
too. I haven't seen the video. I love Anderson .Paak, I swear.
I love this song.
Good song. That was a really good song.
Yes.
Yes.
Cool.
So the next category is a hashtag gym flow.
Gym flow!
Yes.
We about to actually go to the gym when we're done filming this.
Yeah, so you know I'm playing this song.
I got my sparkly gym bag.
So, so when I work out, I listen to EDM.
Yes.
So I like this song a lot just because it gets me like hyped because it's like it builds up. So this is like my running song. Another one of my running songs actually. So the song is Speaker Box from Bass Nectar. Yeah, so hold on. I have to get to the drop. I have to.
Okay.
I have to get to that. Should definitely listen to EDM if you ever need to like keep your pacing for running and stuff. EDM is great for that.
Mm.
Unless you're not into listening to beats and stuff all the time.
So mine is I think it's like house, but it's
ooh.
By house or I don't know. I could be
house music.
Actually, I think it's kind of, I think it's EDM too. I don't fucking know.
Who cares?
I don't know what it is, but it's by Cascade. It's called,
yes, Cascade.
It's called Dynasty. It is the Dada Life mix.
Yeah, Dada Life.
And like, I just love this song. Like, I could walk, I could run to this song, I could walk to this song, I could lift weights to this song, I could practice my whacking to this song. Like, yeah, I love that song.
If you've never been to a rave in your life, you should go one good time. Once. Even if it's a little one. Just go.
I love that song.
God, I love EDM in general. What is our next category?
Hashtag sexy time.
Oh, yeah.
She has a whole playlist for this.
I do. Follow it on Spotify, people. It's literally called sexy time. I like this song because this song makes me feel some type of way.
Okay.
If I had someone to dance for, I would definitely do this song. Oh, you have it in your library already. It's from Miss Janet Jackson. And it's Would You Mind.
Would You Mind?
This song.
I'm gonna skip for it.
This song.
I would do like
someone's getting pregnant if this song is playing.
I would definitely do a chair piece to this. Oh my god, Brandy. I would do a chair piece or a heels piece or a chair heels piece. Ew, ew, ew. She's gonna do what? But honestly, this is a mood.
I used to listen to this song on the low when I was younger. I was like, I don't think I'm allowed to listen to this.
Okay, they're talking about sex. Listen to this. Honestly, same. I'd almost be like kind of ashamed to listen to like that kind of music.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I can't relate to this. I'm not sexually active. Ew.
Oh, how times have changed.
Lick me? What? Oh, my cheek licked. Ew.
Okay, so this is a song I found recently on Spotify. Discover Weekly.
Oh, those are so handy.
So handy. The song is called An Idea by I Am Nobody, featuring Emma V, Zachariah, and Josh J.
I literally don't know who any of those people are.
I know Zachariah is. But yeah, it's this.
Oh, song. They hit me with the saxophone, bro?
I love it.
God, I like it. Anything with a saxophone is to die for.
I love the saxophone in the background. But like my favorite part is like once the first chorus hits, it's like he like hits these harmonies like throughout the whole song. It's like, whoa, like the whole time, and I'm just like, oh, this sounds
he's
like
in here riffing for no reason.
It's so the ears come. Sexy time song. I've been on that song like white on rice lately.
Okay, our next category is hashtag ratchet AF.
Ratchet AF. She ratchet.
I should have done that song.
Do it for the ratchets.
Oh yeah, I almost picked it, but I thought you would.
No, I picked a good old classic from Sage the Gemini. It's called Don't You.
Oh, holy shit. I got a bad girl and bang like her calls.
I just like this song to the beat.
Why do I always do this in a rush? Why is this like my go-to?
I got a bad girl like every day. Nighttime, I look like Sunday. I'm in nowhere switching area.
This is my favorite song from Sage.
Switching area, the way trying to find a nigga. But I better drop past you as well. I ain't done with how long it'll last.
Yeah, that's enough of that.
So my I don't listen to a lot of ratchet music, but this is like one of those songs, like I can't twerk, but like when I hear this song, I try. I can't help but try.
I bust down.
Oh my god!
Like me.
It's like all I can imagine is like those super ghetto bitches just like twerking hella hard.
It's all in the shoulder.
And like the guys are just like.
Definitely a Yankee anthem.
That's enough of that.
I definitely have like that moment once a week. It's like, I swear, I like. I've like. Danced in the office before when no one else was in there, just because I was like, I need to get this out, dude. So to wrap up our lovely playlist, our last category is hashtag chillin' like a villain. Chillin' like a villain. Not that everyone.
Right after you get ratchet, you just gotta calm the hell down.
Right. It's like, okay. Like, good. I'm glad we got that out of our system. This guy, I don't know how to say his name. Whatever. It's French. I heard him say it, but. I was like, I can't say that. I don't even know how to like say the title of the song. This says 16:30, so I was like, maybe it's like 16 hours and 30 minutes or something like that. But this song, it feels chill to me, just because, and it's funky too. It's very like Zapp and Roger esque, because he uses a talk box. Talk box like music, like I love this guy. He's a cool artist, and
it does sound like that.
I would be big.
It has a low key like 80s vibe to it.
I love 80s music. Like, you guys have no idea. Literally, if there's a good 80s remix of anything, I will blast that too. That's my aesthetic.
Whenever I hear like the talk box, I just think about like, I want this to see you work out for me. Do, 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 do,
do, do, do, do. I wish I knew how to use the talk box.
Me too. I would have so much fun with that. My chill song comes from Brent Fayaz. Is that how you say his name?
I love this song.
It is called Insecure.
Oh, we got this is from On My Block, huh? It was on the soundtrack?
Yeah, it was on the soundtrack. Yeah.
That show has an amazing soundtrack. I love this song.
She said, you can't know what I've done.
I mean, it's actually kind of sad, but whatever.
I'm chilling.
It's so like chill and so slow, and it's just like, and his voice is so like smooth. And the little background vocals, like,
I like it.
Yeah, like it's just, yeah.
You're too young.
I love that song.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's our playlist.
Jesus Christ.
We hope you enjoyed that.
I had fun. I actually really like this episode a lot. This is probably my favorite one so far.
Me three. Yeah, it's up there next to the dating one. I like your dating one.
So to sum it up, be careful on social media. Watch what you post. Keep it private. Mm-hmm. And just be genuine about the stuff you put out, and don't care about what everyone else says, because all that will come in the future.
Artists, post what you want, be true to yourselves, and we hope you enjoyed this playlist. I hope you noticed she didn't blame it on Mare.
I didn't. I resisted this time.
I told her she wasn't allowed to.
And she didn't play any internet this time.
Yeah.
My god, this was horrible.
This is great. This playlist is fire. I'm going to be playing this, actually.
Yeah, no, honestly, same.
I hope you guys enjoy the playlist. I hope you guys enjoy this episode. The Spotify playlist link will be in the description. Wherever you're listening to this, Anchor.
Disconnected. connected.
Okay. But wherever you're listening to this, Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasts.
Follow us on Instagram.
Follow us on Instagram at Struggle Diaries. The Struggle Diaries. And follow us on Facebook at The Struggle Diaries with Brandy and Jasmine. And yeah, we hope you guys don't struggle through the week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.